This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The first day of the G7 summit has concluded in Cornwall, England, where leaders of seven wealthy democracies aim to lead the global fight against the coronavirus pandemic and to build back better toward a greener, more prosperous, and equitable future. The summit's host, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, said earlier Friday the leaders need to make sure they learn the lessons of the pandemic and do not repeat past mistakes.
I think there is the potential to generate many, many millions of high-wage, high-skill jobs. And I think that is what the people of our countries now want us to focus on.
Johnson said the G7 will announce a plan to donate 1 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses to low- and middle-income countries. The leaders of Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States are expected to address climate change, the world economy, and relations with Russia and China as the summit continues. The Justice Department's internal watchdog is now looking into what top Democrats have called a shocking abuse of power by the Trump administration. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The department's inspector general is investigating after revelations that the Trump-era Justice Department secretly seized phone records from at least two House Democrats in a leaks probe. Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff and panel member Eric Swalwell say Apple told them last month the department subpoenaed their metadata and received it 3 years ago as the committee investigated Trump's Russia ties. Subpoenaing lawmakers' private information is extraordinarily rare. The Senate's top two Democrats are demanding former Trump attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions testify. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The UN human rights chief said Friday that violence was escalating across Myanmar and warned that the country had plunged into a human rights catastrophe since the February 1st coup. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet called for a halt to the already spiraling violence to avert even greater loss of life and a deepening humanitarian emergency. Ravina Shamdasani is Bachelet's spokeswoman.
The High Commissioner is deeply troubled by reports of detainees being tortured and of collective punishment of family members of activists.
The UN Rights Office pointed Friday to credible reports showing that at least 860 civilians had been killed in a brutal crackdown by security forces on near-daily protests against the coup. Fighting has also flared in several communities, especially in townships that have seen a high death toll at the hands of police, and some locals have formed defense forces. France's defense minister said Friday that French soldiers have killed a Malian jihadist suspected of being responsible for the kidnapping and deaths of two French journalists in 2013. French forces in the Sahel region killed four terrorists in an operation in northern Mali on June 5th, including the prime suspect in the death of a pair of RFI radio reporters. The two journalists were captured in late 2013 after interviewing a separatist leader. Their bullet-riddled bodies were found a few hours later with an Al-Qaeda group claiming the killings were revenge for France's decision to intervene against jihadist groups in the country earlier that year. If all goes according to plan, Israel will swear in a new government on Sunday, ending Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's record 12-year rule and a political crisis that inflicted four elections on the country in less than 2 years. Emily Wither of Reuters has more.
The two men hoping to oust the country's longest ruling leader are unlikely bedfellows. Coalition leader Yair Lapid and nationalist politician Naftali Bennett. As things stand, the coalition of right-wing, left-wing, centrist, and Arab parties commands a majority of the 120-member Knesset. It would be sworn in the same day once it is approved, with Bennett becoming prime minister. Under a rotation deal, Bennett, a former defense minister and a high-tech millionaire, will serve until 2023 as prime minister. Then Lapid, once a popular TV host, will take over.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.